Hello, I'm at Bletchley Park. For those of you that don't know, Bletchley Park is just outside Milton Keynes, and it's the site where that opened 70 years ago, where the Enigma code was cracked in the Second World War. It was the centre of a lot of sort of code and cipher decryption work that went on, and was a major contributing factor in the Allied victory over the Germans. And today is, because it's the 70th anniversary, this weekend a lot of the veterans, the ones that are still alive, are back on site for a weekend of celebrations and talks and open days. It's open 363 days a year, but this weekend it's kind of, there's sort of lots of special things going on. And I'm here with Dr. Sue Black. Hello, Sue.
Hiya.
And Sue, now you started the campaign to save Bletchley Park because it's in a fairly sort of major state of disrepair. Where did the inspiration for that come from?
I came up here for a British Computer Society meeting a few years ago, and was amazed by the place, absolutely amazed. I mean, anyone that comes here feels the same thing. I think you do, once you see what's here, you want to save the park yourself. So I came up here for a meeting, and that time I found out that more than half the people that worked here were women. So because I'm head of a women in technology group, or I was at the time, that was very close to my heart. So I did something, then I raised some money to create the Women of Station X Oral History Project. And then after the launch of that, I came up here again for a reception. And that time I had a proper tour of the whole place and saw the state of the huts and was just disgusted, really, about the fact that the first computer was invented here. The work done here during the Second World War meant that my phone. That was my phone, so I lost my trail. And the work done here during the Second World War shortened the war by 2 years, saving possibly 22 million lives. And wow. What place is there in the world that's got that kind of history? And so on seeing the state of the huts, I was really pissed off, basically. Mm-hmm. And so ended up, because I'm head of a computer science department, I sent an email to the heads and professors of computing across the UK saying, with a photo of the hut, saying, this is a disgrace, please sign the petition. There was a petition on the number 10 Downing Street website to save Bletchley Park. And so I looked at the petition a few hours after I'd sent this email around, and there were all these famous professors of computer science that, because of my email, had signed the petition. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Amazing. So that made me realise that other people feel the same way that I do, other computer scientists. So then we decided to write a letter to the Times and ask the same people to sign it, which they did. We got 97 signatures in a few days. And then I got in contact with the BBC, and they ran a story last year, which was great. So Rory Kefflin-Jones interviewed me up here, me saying that it was all a disgrace and we should all be ashamed. I was ashamed to be British, which is true. Mm. I mean, that's absolutely true. It is a disgrace. We really need to do something about it.
And then you took it to the internet, didn't you? And the reason that I'm here today is because you started
I brought
make
a documentary in Sizemore up here in January. Yeah, so I did various things last year, and in December I started playing around with Twitter, and Mike Sizemore, Mike Atherton Sizemore, I get mixed up with people's online, offline names.
But we do as well.
Mike, anyway, contacted me through Twitter, said me and basically documentary, Christian, are really interested in what you're saying. And so one thing led to another. So I brought them up here in January, and they set Bletchley Park up, at Bletchley Park up on Twitter. Mm. And Christian set up Station X, and kind of the rest is history. Mm. That it's just really taken off through social media. Yeah, and so it's fantastic that you guys are here today to kind of, you know, we're going to take it to the next level now, I think, which is amazing.
And what we are doing today is there's a whole team of us here. There's Hannah Nicklin and Radio Kate and Benjamin Ellis and a whole bunch of other people off Twitter who are here interviewing, taking photos, tweeting, blogging, and trying to just sort of tell the story of what went on here and what's still going on here and what needs to be done to save the place. If you look at bletchleyparkreunion.info, that's where all the stuff's going to be going up to from today. But we're really excited to be here and hope that you get something from it too.